I mean, I think it's a good start for us, but you try and temper your expectations and your projections, because it is early in camp. We haven't played a game yet. We've just been practicing a couple days in pads now against ourselves and aren't through the installs yet. But I like the energy of the camp. I like the way both lines, the offensive and defensive line, are playing. A lot of skilled guys out there making some plays. I think the defense secondary is playing about as well as we've had it here in a while. So that's encouraging. But it's early, and there's contrary to some of those prognosticators out there who've already picked their 53-man roster, there's going to be a lot of interesting things that happen, I'm sure, over the next 4 weeks.
How's the chemistry out there with J.C. Treader at center?
J.C.'s doing a really nice job. I mean, he's a really bright guy, understands the offense, and he's a fast learner. So if you tell him something once, he's going to remember it and do exactly what you want. So he's got the luxury of having two incredibly intelligent and talented guys on either side of him, in Josh and TJ. But he's holding his own, and that's an important position for a guy to separate themselves. And I think we're confident in both guys, but obviously JC's getting a lot of reps with the ones right now.
Aaron, Sam and Termon last year were tremendous. Now you add House and Hayward, and Mike said the other day House is having arguably his best camp. How good a competition is that for you guys offensively, and how good of a battle is it out there?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, House is kind of the Jordy Nelson kryptonite, so I'm glad that he's on our team. I think Jordy would actually admit that. House kind of plays Jordy pretty well, but the one guy I think this really jumped out in that group is Casey. As far as you signed last year dealing with some injuries, and he's playing kind of more like he did his first year when he was one of the top rookies and making a lot of plays. I mean, he's a ball hawk. He has incredible instincts, and gives us a lot of depth when you're talking about those four guys, and then the young guys behind him who are coming along as well. It'll be interesting. You know, there's a lot of stuff that happens once we get into live games and playing other teams. Your confidence can be tested at times in those opportunities. I know personally, as a young player, those games are so important to me, and the performance in them is so important. So it's going to be important for those guys who haven't played either a lot recently or have been playing well in camp to continue to show the same kind of performance in those games, and that'll give them a lot of confidence.
Aaron, where's your comfort level with the young receivers right now?
Yeah, I think those guys are doing a good job. It's a deep group. I think you're starting to see some plays from Devontae. He's a real talented guy, especially the line of scrimmage with his strength and his body control. Haven't had a chance to get Jeff back out there with his issue, and Jared didn't practice today. But I think Miles has really come a long way. Chris Harper has shown a lot of flashes. Alex Gillette had an incredible day yesterday, making a lot of big plays down the field. So it's a deep group, and they know that there's jobs up for grabs, and there's a lot of opportunities to be had in that room, and they're going to have some really good guys throwing them the football.
How do you feel about the new format to family night? I mean, would you rather be out there scrimmaging, or do you like that it's just a practice now?
I've never had the best family nights over the years, but but I've always enjoyed them. I mean, I think it's a great opportunity to fill up Lambeau and to let them see what we do. It's never been a full scrimmage type, which I think at times has been frustrating for the quarterbacks. Not that you want to get hit, but it's a little different when they know that you can take off and run on them, the defensive line, and where they actually have to bring you down. That's kind of real football. So that's always been the catch for the quarterbacks. This situation, I think, is still going to be exciting for the fans. Get to see us practice, and I'm sure we'll add some different real competitive stuff in there to make sure that there's a lot going on. I know the stadium always puts on some exciting pre- and post-game performance as well. So as long as it doesn't rain, which it usually does, it'll be a real good family night.
How has Richard Rodgers been performing through 1 week of camp as a
team? Well, he's doing a really good job. He's a smart kid. He should be. He's from Cal. I think he really understands how to get open. He's got great hands. He hasn't dropped anything. And what's interesting is that as his performance has picked up, you're seeing other guys in that group pick it up as well. I think Andrew's come along the last couple of days and made some plays. Brandon Bostic has been very impressive. Ryan Taylor has made a lot of plays. Jake Stoneburner has been making some plays. So, if one of those guys is getting the attention, it really brings the level of play up for everybody else in the group. So keep talking about a different guy every day.
Do you expect to have tight end by committee in the regular season, or do you think you'll find one and try to ride that one?
I have no expectations. I'm gonna sit back and watch in the preseason as this unfolds. You know, we got four preseason games for a reason, and there'll be a lot of opportunities for those guys. Again, young guys need to understand that the direct access to the 53-man roster is through special teams. So guys like Ryan Taylor and Jared Bush are prime examples of people who have made the most of opportunities on special teams and become core players on those teams. And if those young guys can understand that, embrace that, and make the most of that, then they'll have a better chance of making the team.
Is Julius Peppers the biggest guy you've ever seen line up at outside linebacker when you come to the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, he's right up there with the two ends that Cincinnati had last year who weren't exactly playing outside linebacker. But Julius is a specimen, and he brings Hall of Fame pedigree to this defense, and we're excited that he's on our side now.
Aaron, just back to those younger receivers, what's the key to those guys gaining your trust, and how can they get to that point?
That's a great question. It's really all about one thing. It's about mental preparation. The physical mistakes are going to happen. There's going to be drops at times. There's going to be, going to be not quite on the same page every single time. But if you cannot line up right, if you can't get the checks, and if you can't do what you're supposed to do every time, then there's no way you can possibly be on the field when I'm out there. And those guys understand that. I'm very demanding in that way. High expectations for them and their mental preparation, just like Edgar does. You know, Edgar drills those guys every day about their every position. They need to know X, Zebra, E and Z and R and where to line up and motions and splits and proper route running fundamentals. And if those guys can't mentally cut it, then there's no way they can possibly be on the field. It doesn't matter how talented physically they are.
Which of those rookies have stood out in that aspect, the mental aspect?
It's early, so I don't think you can really pick anybody out at the moment. I think the gold standard is a guy like John Kuhn, who knows the offense inside and out. So in the running back room, that's kind of the gold standard. In the receiver room, it's Jordy and Randall with the tight ends. I think all those guys can improve their mental preparation. But they're very well coached. You know, we got a great coaching staff who spends a lot of time getting these guys prepared. But they can only give them the keys. Once you get on the field, it's about being able to access those thoughts and notes and the slides in your iPad and be able to transfer that on the field and play at a very fast pace.
We haven't talked to you since.
Is that how Boykin was able to get on the field there, and the same stuff you're talking about with the younger guys? Is he excelled in that?
Yeah, that's a great point, Rob. The biggest thing that helped Jarrett was that he became an expert of our offense, and he spent a lot of time studying our offense, getting in my ear, wanting to hear what he needed to do to get on the field, what I expected of him in certain situations and certain route concepts. And if you're consistently in the right place at the right time, you can't help but make plays. The ball's going to find you because, we throw it to the open guy in this offense. We go through our progressions. We don't lock in on one person. And if you're consistently doing the right thing, run the right route at the proper depth, you can't help but make plays. And that's what happened with Jarrett. And the more plays you make, the more confidence you're going to have. And then that's when you're going to see guys reach and at times exceed their potential.
We haven't talked to you since Ted's extension. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm really happy for Ted. You know, Ted was pretty instrumental in bringing me in and keeping me here. So I have a lot of admiration and respect for him as a person and also a general manager. I think he's done a great job of giving us the opportunities to be successful through him and Mark and Mike working together with the facility, which is incredible to see the changes in the last 9-plus years. But then on the field, to bring in the type of personnel and people that we need to be successful here, it says a lot about the kind of person that Ted is. And he's got a great staff around him. I was joking with him the other day about asking him if he's got 9 more years left in him. I'm not sure if he does, but it'd be fun to kind of start and finish together.
Last one.
They throw the flags like they have been here in camp. Is it going to be an unprecedented year for offense?
I think it'll be interesting because we talked with him yesterday, and there's some areas of emphasis. I think you guys talked to him as well, that with illegal contact and defensive holding. but also offensive pass interference. So I think you're going to see the passing game reffed a little more tightly this year, which we'll see what happens. You know, different crews, you know, will interpret things, you know, differently, obviously. But I was joking with this crew that we might want them to head up to the Pacific Northwest in about a month.